From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Here's the website to get started, CriticalHealthNews.com. In a moment, Ben Fuchs joins us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We have set up a special phone number for you to call for assistance in case you miss what pharmacist Ben Fuchs says. Let me give you that number. Just keep it. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com. They even have an app. You can put that on your phone as well. Pharmacist Ben is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist, and he's been compounding custom medications for years. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, back on Coast to Coast. Hello, Ben.
You feel so old here. Oh, my God. I haven't been doing this for years.
You're
been doing skincare for 40 years, George.
You're not old.
You started, the age for being old keeps moving up, I've noticed.
You must have started when you were 43, right?
No, I was a youngin. I was a youngin, George. How you doing?
I'm going fine, my friend. What's new?
Oh, nothing. Things are going good. Doing my talks and doing my skincare and doing my longevity stuff. Things are going good, and I'm glad to be back once again on Coast to Coast. You know, George, it's been 11 years now.
It's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Time goes by. I mean, we're rolling in the March. This year is going by fast, too.
What's that?
This year is going by really fast.
It's already March, huh? Q1's over.
You got it. We'll be seeing you again in August.
Crazy.
Pharmacist Ben, there is a supplement I discovered this weekend. I want you to tell me if you've heard about it.
Yeah.
It's called INTANINE.
INPAN?
T.
B as in boy.
T, T's and Tom.
I-N-T, yeah.
E-N-I-N-E. I may have spelled it wrong.
Intanine? I never heard of that.
You haven't heard of that?
No, I never heard of that. E-I-N, is it a brand name?
Yeah, no, that's a natural name.
I-N-T-E-N-I-N-E, Intanine.
Yeah, there may be an A tossed in there.
You got to get all the letters, George.
Never heard of it, though.
No, I never heard of it. I don't know what it is.
All right, I'll get it. Anything new on the market?
Nothing. You know, Longevity's got a whole bunch of new products. I know they got a whole line of products that I just learned about called Integris, especially one for the prostate. You know, prostate disease is an epidemic, like all health challenges. Yeah, have you noticed that chronic disease is just becoming ridiculous? I was just reading today how by the year 2050, Alzheimer's disease rates are expected to double, and by the year 2050, a third of kids are going to be obese or overweight. And if 2050 is 25 years away, this is craziness, George. Our health, our chronic health disease epidemic in this country and around the world, number one, it's so tragic just to suffer from a chronic degenerative disease. But the gratuitous nature, the unnecessary nature of these things, simply by making slight modifications in your life, it doesn't even take a lot. Getting on a good nutritional supplement program, practicing just a little bit of discipline around the diet, exercising, breathing correctly, being mentally, spiritually, and emotionally correct. These are all lifestyle strategies. We've come to believe that health is medical, and it's not, George. Health is about lifestyle. The more we medicalize our health challenges, the sicker we get. Simply by taking control of your lifestyle, by eating correctly, getting on a good nutritional supplement program like Doc Walk's been talking about for years, making sure that you're spiritually, mentally, and emotionally correct, exercising, breathing, getting enough sleep, doing a little bit of meditation, resting, and taking things a little lightly, we can go a long way towards not only decreasing the likelihood of chronic degenerative disease, but increasing our longevity and along with it our quality of life. And this is our mission. This is Longevity's mission. This is my personal mission.
Tom found the supplement. It's L-theanine.
Ah, theanine. Ah, yeah, theanine. You just heard about that one. Theanine is, I was just talking about that today on a longevity call. Theanine is a very interesting calming agent that you can use to help you fall asleep. It's got anti-anxiety properties. And interestingly, one of the best sources of theanine is green tea, which is kind of interesting because when you think of green tea, you think of caffeine and you think of energy. Well, it turns out that you can get theanine in green tea, and it kind of balances out that the buzz that you get from the caffeine in green tea. That's one of the reasons why green tea can be used for relaxing as well as it can be used for energy.
Is it green tea the only place you can get it?
It's the main source, but you can get theanine in supplements as well. In fact, theanine, I've been using theanine periodically since I first heard about it about 20 years ago. Theanine is nice if you can't. It's not like a sleep aid, like a sleeping pill, but it just has kind of a relaxing quality that'll help you fall asleep or at least just relax you. And you don't have to use it for sleep. You can use it just for calming during the day. And by the way, you can get green tea, you can get theanine in black tea as well as green tea, although green tea is where Youngevity gets its theanine from.
So it's good for you if you're uptight.
What's that? If you're uptight, yes, absolutely. And you wouldn't think that when you think about tea. And by the way, there's not a lot of theanine in coffee. And tea is a much easier way to get caffeinated if you're interested in getting caffeine in the morning, for example, than coffee. Although coffee has some nutritional properties as well, a lot of minerals in coffee.
You're a skin pharmacist.
Yes, I'm a dermatology pharmacist. I've been practicing dermatology pharmacy for many years. In fact, I have a dermatology pharmacy in just south of Boulder, Colorado, in Broomfield, Colorado, where I formulate products to help people who have burns and cuts and scrapes and eczema and dermatitises and psoriasis and various skin health issues. What I discovered, George, is that when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and the missing link in beauty, as it turns out, is healing. And if a beauty product doesn't heal the skin, it doesn't beautify it. But I have to tell you, George, as important and as helpful as topical skincare can be, nothing, absolutely nothing is more important than nutritional supplementation, dietary strategies, and digestive health strategies as well for dealing with skin conditions. And there's not a single skin condition that you can name, from psoriasis to eczema to aging skin, that can't be modified or completely reversed by dietary and digestive health strategies. There's a very important relationship between the intestine and the skin. And in fact, the cells of the intestine have a lot of similarities with the cells of the skin. And I believe the missing link in skincare is digestive health and nutritional health. And in fact, my topical skincare in my pharmacy, when I formulate topical skincare products, I use nutrition in my topical skincare.
What do you think of skin that molts?
Say that again?
What do you think of skin that molts?
Skin that molts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, skin that molts is a sign that enzymes in the skin aren't functioning appropriately. You know, your skin is constantly shedding. As you and I are talking here today, or tonight, cells are flopping off of our skin and floating in the air. In fact, half of the average dust ball is made of old skin cells. And if we had the detection mechanisms, appropriate detection mechanisms, we would see skin cells floating all over through the air. But when the enzymes in the skin are not functioning efficiently, usually due to nutritional deficiencies, particularly in essential fatty acids, as well as dehydration, the skin cells come off in clumps rather than coming off in invisible individual cells, and those clumps appear like molting. Or sometimes they'll appear like ashy on dark skin or black skin. Sometimes you'll see a kind of white on the surface of the skin. And that molting that you're talking about is also on the scalp associated with dandruff. It's actually what dandruff is. And these are signs that the enzymes in the skin aren't functioning as well as they should, usually due to, surprise, surprise, nutritional deficiencies, particularly in essential fatty acids. And I'm telling you what, George, there is an absolute epidemic of dry skin in this country. And it's so ironic because we sell $10 billion a year in moisturizers, but everybody's got dry skin. Well, I'll tell you what, the reason why we have dry skin is because of problems either involving intake or absorption of essential fatty acids. And for everybody out there, if you want to take care of your dry skin, the best thing you can do is get on Youngevity's Ultimate EFAs or Ultimate EFA Plus, acting like internal moisturizers. In other words, moisturizing your skin from the inside out. And this is the biggest takeaway about the skin, is that beauty comes from the inside out. Even though the skin appears like it's on the outside of the body, we all know that the skin is the body's largest organ, which means it functions just like your spleen or your liver or your heart. And if you want to have a healthy spleen or liver or heart, you got to make sure you're taking your nutritional supplements and eating correctly, and likewise with the skin.
Can you take too many supplements, Ben?
Very difficult for the most part, although there are some supplements, some nutritional supplements you want to be a little careful of, particularly these the minerals like zinc and selenium. If you look on the periodic table, the center of the periodic table has a line of minerals that are especially problematic when it comes to overdosing. Those you got to be a little bit careful of. You probably want to...
I take zinc every day, by the way.
Yeah, but you don't want to take more than a recommended amount, which is about 50 milligrams. I recommend 50 milligrams a day, although the recommended daily allowance is much smaller. Interestingly, zinc is one of the most important minerals that you can ever take for your skin, for psoriasis, for eczema, and especially for acne. But interestingly, if you take too much zinc, you can actually cause skin problems. You want to keep it right around 50 milligrams a day, even though the recommended daily allowance is much lower than that. And you know, George, the recommended daily allowance is responsible for a lot of health misery, unfortunately, because while the recommended daily allowance is important for keeping you from suffering from a deficiency disease, it keeps us ridiculously deprived of the amount of nutrients that we need to be maximally healthy. That's why I call the RDAs the ridiculous deficiency allowance, because it keeps us ridiculously deprived of maximum and optimal health. So you really do need to take much more than the RDAs, although you have to be a little bit careful with certain minerals like zinc and selenium.
I'm convinced zinc, though, is a great virus fighter.
Oh, my God. Zinc is one of the most important immune boosters you could take. You know, when that whole viral stuff happened a couple years ago, you know what I'm talking about.
COVID.
You couldn't even get zinc from the health food stores didn't even have zinc. Everybody was on the zinc. In fact, zinc is part of the COVID protocol. The shelves were empty. Remember that? You couldn't find zinc. Yeah, zinc is a critically valuable mineral. There's hundreds of different enzymes in the body that depend on zinc. And you know what? Zinc deficiency is one of the more common nutritional deficiencies, along with magnesium deficiency, which I know you love.
And D3.
What's that?
And D3.
And D3, yes, absolutely. D3 is really important for folks who are dealing with autoimmune diseases. In fact, I was just reading a study this morning on D3 for multiple sclerosis. And, of course, D3, or vitamin D deficiency in general, is much more common than it should be because we're all wearing sunscreens. And everybody's terrified of the sun, and of course, the sun is the best sun exposure. Solar exposure is one of the best ways to make sure you're getting enough vitamin D. Very, very important for the immune system.
Ben, we're going to take a short break and come back and start calls early with you. The phone lines are open. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast. We're going to take your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. Ben, years ago, how did the folks at Youngevity find you?
I found them. I don't know if you remember these, but there was a tape called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, cassette tape called Dead Doctors. Do you remember that?
By
Doc Wallach, yeah. It became really popular, and I got a bunch of copies, and finally one day I popped it in my cassette player back in the 1990s, cassette players, and I listened to it, and I was absolutely blown away. People are still blown away by that tape, and it's just amazing resource for hard to find information, although now it's a little bit more common, some of this information, but back then it was really hard to find. And I just scouted out Doc Wallach, finally found him, and I went to one of his talks, and then I introduced myself to him, and he didn't know I was listening to his tape for probably weeks before I talked to him, so he thought he was talking to his doppelganger, his long lost twin or something. And he asked me if I wanted to host his radio show, which I did for many years, and the rest is history. This was back when Youngevity was a very tiny company. There were probably about, 100 or 200 people in the whole company. And 25, 26 years later, the rest is history, as they say.
I was on a panel with Doc Wallach and a real doctor as well.
Yeah, MD.
And they just went at it.
Did they really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. When was this?
Years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the docs don't like, they don't like what he's talking about, because what Doc is saying is that it's about your lifestyle. It's about nutrition. It's about your diet. It's not about drugs. And while, I'm a pharmacist and I have a respect for drugs and there's times when you need them, the vast majority of our health issues are not, you can't fix them with medication. Yes, you need medication for pain, and sometimes you need medication temporarily until you can straighten out your biochemistry. But to stay on a medication for the rest of your life, the way many of these medications are recommended, is absolutely crazy to me, especially considering A, their toxicity, and B, check this out, George, there are nutritional deficiencies that are caused by prescription drugs that are hidden because it requires nutrients to detoxify the drugs. When you take a drug, your body doesn't know what the heck hit it. It wants to get rid of that substance. In fact, when you're dosed with a prescription drug, they actually have to give you a higher dose than you need to account for what they call first-pass detoxification by the liver. In other words, the liver will purify that drug so significantly that the dose has to be adjusted to make up for that. So nutrients don't have that issue. When you take a nutrient, the body uses that nutrient. It integrates that nutrient not only into biochemistry but into the very structure of the tissue. There's no drug that can do that. That's why I tell people nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. When prednisone goes to bed at night, it dreams it was vitamin C. Vitamin C is what a drug aspires to be. In fact, sometimes people will ask me, Ben, you're a pharmacist. Why are you talking about nutrition? I say, nutrients are God's medicine. They're divine medicine. They're nature's medicine. They're everything that a drug wishes it could be and will never be.
I'm in shock, Ben, at the disclaimers at the end
Isn't it crazy?
Of drug commercials.
It's crazy, right?
It scares the living daylights out of me.
Oh, my God, George. When I was in pharmacy school, we watched a movie. It was an hour-long movie about a drug that was going to revolutionize cardiovascular medicine. Now we call them beta-blocker drugs. The movie was an hour long. The first 20 minutes were about how wonderful this drug was. And the last 40 minutes was some lady reading the side effects and the adverse reactions associated with the drug. It was, as a kid, I couldn't believe we were doing this. And that's when I decided that I was going to use nutrition as my mode of healing as a pharmacist. And that's when I dedicated myself to becoming what I call a nutritional pharmacist.
There was a drug for an eye injection. Did they actually inject in the eye?
A drug they inject in the eye, yeah. I'm not surprised, for glaucoma.
But they're talking about how you could go blind from the drug.
Yeah, is that crazy? Isn't that crazy, George?
Well, I get it.
George, we become hypnotized into believing, and this is marketing at its finest, that the medical model is all that in a bag of chips, so to speak, that they can do anything. And this is why we're so shocked and surprised when doctors do crazy things, when they take out organs that don't need to be taken out, or they dispense medication that ends up killing the patient. You know, we have believed that the medical model can do no wrong. And that's not the case. The medicine is inherently fraught with danger. And so I'm not knocking doctors because as individuals, they tend to be beautiful people. They've dedicated their lives to making a difference. I tell this story. I had a friend, I took her to the emergency room a few years ago, and I was just blown away by how beautiful, how saintly, George, the nurses and the physician's assistants and the physicians and the EMTs, they're like saints. They're beautiful, beautiful people, but the paradigm, the model, is flawed from the get-go. And while, yes, you need to have medical intervention, I'm not Pollyannish about it, for the vast majority of our health challenges, the obesity, the diabetes, the autoimmune diseases, most of the things we suffer from, the vast majority of our health costs and health misery, it can be rectified and modified by nutrition and by dietary strategies as well as lifestyle strategies in a way that medicine can't even come close to, can't even touch.
Let me ask you a question about diabetes and
we'll
go to calls. This weekend I was at a place for dinner, and sitting next to me was a guy and his wife. And he is a manufacturer of prosthetics, limbs and legs. And he says most of them go to people who have had diabetes and had their limbs cut off.
Yes, it's the leading cause of amputation.
With insulin, metformin, and everything you could think of.
Yeah, the one.
Why
thing,
are they still diabetic?
Because they're eating the pasta and the Snickers bars and all of the things we ingest.
Diabetes is an eating disease,
George. It's a food disease. And it's the end result of the kind of diets that we have been subjected to, that we voluntarily and are complicit in, participating in, from our own volition. Because, George, listen, the number one priority of the body is to get energy. And for millennia, there was no energy. But for the last 150 years, we have the opposite problem. We have too much energy. And this is what diabetes is the end result of, the ingestion of too much energy.
Why do you lose a limb?
Because it causes, all that energy burns the blood vessels in the extremities. You not only lose limbs, George, it's a leading cause of blindness, diabetes. It's a leading cause of kidney disease. Because the tiny blood vessels in your toes and in your fingers and in your extremities and in your eyes and in your kidneys are the most susceptible to the burning, literally the frying from sugar. Sugar fries. It burns tissue. This is a process called glycation, and every diabetic knows that they have to have a test done every few months to see how fast their protein is frying. They call it a hemoglobin A1C test. You've probably heard of this. And the hemoglobin A1C test is a test that measures how fast your hemoglobin, which is a protein in your blood, is frying.
Right.
And it's a marker for the frying of blood vessels and the frying of various proteins and tissues. It's also a leading cause of wrinkles. It's a leading cause of aging.
The higher the number, the worse it is.
Yeah, the higher the number, the more you're frying, the more you're burning. They call it glycation, but really it's a burning result. There's a horrible condition, I know you've heard of this, George, called peripheral neuropathy. Oh, my God, this is misery. And peripheral neuropathy is caused by the nerves in the extremities, the hands and feet, fingers and toes, that are becoming inflamed from this glycation, this sugar reaction. And for everybody out there, get yourself, if dealing with peripheral neuropathy, get yourself on the Sweeties from Youngevity. Get yourself on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. Reduce your intake of fast-burning sugars. If you want to live a long, beautiful life, one of the most important things you could do is restrict your calories and lower the amount of fast-burning processed sugars. But you see, George, our bodies love energy. Why do you think sugar tastes so delicious? Because our bodies want us to eat that stuff. But the problem is, today we got so much of it. It's like we're trying to drink water out of a fire hose, and we're frying out our circuits. And that's basically what's causing this disaster, utter disaster, in our chronic health, collective health in this country and around the world. Obesity is just one of the signs of this excess ingestion of energy. But you know what else? So is cardiovascular disease.
Sure.
So is cancer. And in fact, between cancer, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes, you have the three leading causes of death, and they're all sugar related.
Let's go to the calls. Here's that number to call to get the information that Ben has passed on to you. 1-855-949-7234, and don't be shy, use the number. Let's go to William in California, first-time caller. William, thanks for holding, sir.
What's up, William?
Oh, sure. Thank you. I'm trying to make sure I'm not on the speakerphone here. If you guys could hear me. Good evening, George and Ben.
Hey, William.
And, I wanted to ask you, I've listened to Doc and you for a long time, and I've had a really good experience with, you know, starting out with, like a lot of people do, Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the items in the, you know, Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. But I noticed, you know how I used to notice in my uncle and my grandfather, they would have these, like, ridges, lines in their palms and their hands and their fingers. And I always noticed their fingers because they were guitar players. But they, you know, almost like when you have your hands in water and they look wrinkly, but on the palm and on the inside of the fingers. And now I notice I'm getting that. What's causing that?
Fats. That sounds like a fat issue. It could be either intake of fats or it could be absorption of fats. Absorbing fats is the trickiest thing the digestive system has to do.
Is it a hydration issue?
It could be a hydration issue, exactly. And fats are what trap hydration or trap water, moisture in the skin. And many people, as I was saying earlier, have dry skin issues, and this could be related to that. I would be getting on the ultimate EFAs, high doses of it, and you may not be absorbing, in which case you want to use the ultimate enzymes, digestive enzymes. And also, interestingly, if you use Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your meals, it will help activate your digestive enzymes, and you'll get better benefit from the enzymes. So I would be using Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your ultimate enzymes, and then also the ultimate EFA, essential fatty acids. And then also, very interestingly, and I don't know if you know this, George, probiotics, good bacteria, are very important for the absorption of fats. And so you might want to consider getting on the Nightly Essence or a good probiotic supplement to help stabilize the what they call the microbiome in the intestine. It plays a very important role in fat metabolism and fat absorption. Very important, especially for women, the microbiome. When women have a problem with fat absorption and fat metabolism, that's when they run into estrogen issues, which can cause things like menopause and fibroids and cysts and fibromyalgia, menopausal symptoms, I should say, as well as fibroids and cysts and fibromyalgia.
Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hey, John.
Hello, George. Hello, pharmacist Ben. Several brief comments, please. Ben, I know you're a very busy man with a full plate. However, one thing I learned in life is if you need to get something done and you need to get it done well, ask a busy person. So, Ben, here's my ask.
Yes.
I think you would be a wonderful addition as a consultant to RFK Jr. And please give me a half a minute. Bear with me to explain why. I think no matter what side of the political aisle you are on, we all have to agree that our culture is a mess and confused in terms of health care, prescriptions, nutrition, eating, etc. It's confusing, it's anger, and it's causing complete division in our country. Let's keep politics out of the equation. RFK Jr. wants to help change this culture. He has a good heart. He's going to leave politics out of it. However, you convey the message in a way that is helpful, genuine, sincere.
Thank you.
A guy like me can understand. And that's what RFK Jr. could use. And I just want to put this out there, and maybe you've thought of it, and I have no way of getting a hold of RFK Jr., but if somebody does, please have him call Pharmacist Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of what he's doing. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, and I'll just end my comments with this, Ben. You're a fabulous orator, but you're not a politician, and you're not, you know, you support the longevity products, and I've been on those for 6 years. They're wonderful. But the people need to know this. And you know, not, you know, there's millions of people that listen to Coast to Coast, but there's millions of others that don't. And just please consider somehow connecting with RFK Jr. and helping this culture of ours, which is a mess that you can help fix. Thank you, Ben and George. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the confidence and the trust. I would welcome an opportunity to speak with RFK Jr., and I'm a big fan of what he's doing.
I've got
and
his I cell think, number if you need it.
You got his phone number? I think, George, we're witnessing an awakening. I think that whole scandal that happened a couple of years ago, which, you know, I don't like talking about it, I think that caused a lot of people to open their eyes, to see, to witness what we have been talking about, myself, Doc, and a lot of folks like us have been talking about for decades. The medical model is not equipped to handle the health crisis that we have today, because it's obvious, it's hidden in plain sight. We got more doctors per capita than any other culture in the history of mankind, and we're simultaneously the most obese, the most diabetic-ridden, and our longevity drops every year, George.
Hold on, Ben. We're coming back for more questions on Coast to Coast AM.